If you could freeze time, you know, like a superhero where you see it in movies. Let's say you could freeze it for 30 minutes max. What are you doing with your time? Like, are you doing like Sonic in the movie where he goes around and organizes everybody so that as soon as you hit go, they all fall and everything?
I mean, moving things around would be kind of funny. I mean, a half an hour is a little limiting.
It is? How long do you need?
I mean, days. Days would be great because then you could plan around a few things. Like, if I was in the right situation and it was available, I would immediately go drive like somebody's Lamborghini or some rad car that I'll never have a chance to drive.
Okay.
Take it out for a joyride, bring it back.
Ferris Bueller people's cars.
I mean, it's always cars. There's a part of me that would like to perform like some kind of crazy bank theft or something.
Well, that was the initial question was, if you could freeze time, would you do something illegal? What percentage of Americans said they would?
100.
A lot.
I'm going to say 65%.
86%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot. Yeah, I would. That's exactly what I would do.
You would do something illegal.
Hell yeah. I'd go straight to the mall.
Yeah.
You'd shoplift.
Find a whole new wardrobe in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Even if
at the four stores that remain at the mall.
Actually, the mall is bumping these days, y'all. You know what I would do? I'd do an online pickup order, and then I would do it under a different name and like pay when I get there kind of thing, and then I'd just go pick it up and steal it. At every store. That way I wouldn't have to worry about, oh no, I've only got 30 minutes to do all my shopping.
So you'd have it all organized sitting there.
Hell yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
Hey, that's
yeah.
But smart. Using today's technology.
A fake account, yeah. So that way it's not like it's my name and everything where they knew it was me.
I suppose.
Get a whole new wardrobe. And then I'd definitely hit the jewelry stores. Steal all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be so easy. Blinged out.
Yeah, I think I'm just going bank.
Man.
I know some pretty awful people that I would love to like plant evidence and frame for some really awful things.
Oh my God.
And like immediately, soon as time comes back, you call the cops and be like, hey, I found out this person's been doing this.
So
and
much cocaine in their house.
Send them to their house.
Oh my God. Could you imagine like you actually physically pick someone up and put them in the middle of a bank holding bags of money?
But you stole most of it already. So then
you took some of it. Oh my gosh.
You hold the dye pack near their face till it explodes and then throw some bills around their feet.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. God,
that does sound like a good time.
So many options.
Yeah. I don't even care how much money you get. I just like the idea of that.
Yeah.
So you would use it to frame someone.
Or maybe not even frame them. Just like have the time to root around their stuff and find the illegal things that they've been up to and then just call attention to it.
Because you know they're up to it.
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely up to it.
What crimes do you think these people that you're thinking of are doing?
I think one person in particular is probably a predator. I just don't know how to prove it.
Probably some predator vibes. That's probably true.
I do. I really do now that I think about it. Not necessarily for framing for a crime, but I do like the idea of messing with people.
Yeah.
Like getting into their car and driving them somewhere like the middle of a field. Taking the keys out, like, so it's not running. Like, you don't leave them in the middle of the interstate with the accelerator pushed down.
You don't want to waste gas.
But, like, the idea that they'd be driving somewhere, and the next thing they knew, they woke up, their car is off, and they're just in the middle of a field.
Oh, God. You're going to put people in the loony bin.
Well, some people I want to. Okay. That's the point.
The poll pointed out that minor crimes don't count.
That's
like
what we're doing.
Jaywalking or skipping in a line or whatever.
What are we doing here?
I just want to find out everybody's secrets.
That's
when time comes back, I want to be able to use it against them.
Yep.
The number one answer was people would do their own form of investigative reporting.
I'm snooping, huh?
Snooping.
Mm-hmm.
Snooping was the number one choice. Another common was becoming a poker shark, where you could go look at everyone's hands.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why? Just steal the money.
Yeah, because then you'd also be like the best at poker.
Yeah, I guess.
Finally be the douchebag that can wear sunglasses inside.
Everyone aspires to be that guy.
Isn't it? I thought you had to be bad at poker to be the one wearing the sunglasses, because that means you can't hide your eyes. Like, you're bad at hiding your eyes, so you wear sunglasses to, like, cover them up.
That would make sense. I don't know.
Like,
I think
wearing sunglasses at the poker table shows that you're a worse poker player.
It does seem like you're kind of a corny loser at that point.
Yeah.
But the only time I ever see that is when it's on, like, I'm not going to regular poker tournaments, so when you see them on TV or whatever. So I assume those people are good enough to get on TV playing poker. So it's all robbery and investigation, nothing else?
Pretty much,
well,
yeah.
And funny little pranks.
Parking your car in the field.
Yeah, I do think stuff like that. Using an interstate like the Autobahn for a little while because everything else is frozen. You're not going to hit anybody. Nobody else is moving.
You got to weave in and out.
Animals aren't moving. Nothing's happening.
What about this? You pause time and then switch the clothing on two people and then you snap your fingers and time comes back. And
again, another fun prank. Yeah, I love that too.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I love the idea of just like outrageously confusing people.
Maitland, I would have thought that maybe you would stop time and then take a nap instead of your bathroom floor nap breaks.
Oh, that
you
would
could
be
just
nice.
Take a nap someplace nice.
That would be nice. That's smart.
Yeah. That's absolutely what I would do. I'd have all these plans and then I'd hit the button to pause time and I'd fall asleep because I was sitting on the couch and I'd wake up 28 minutes later. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I knew I shouldn't have pressed that button while I was already sitting.
It would be fun to go into a lot of places you're not supposed to go.
Oh, the Sky Club. I'm going in there.
I was thinking maybe the White House.
No.
But yes, the Sky Club or whatever.
Oh,
but
they don't even let you open the doors. Like, they don't even let you look in the doors when you walk by. It's like the Scientology runs that people are doing now.
You want to start doing Sky Club runs when we go through the airport?
Yeah.
Do you have to scan anything to get in or do you just run in?
Well, I mean,
is there someone at the
there's
door?
There's usually somebody
the
there. Yeah,
oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing a Sky Club run.
I wonder what would happen. You'd probably get arrested for trespassing
at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't think jokes are that funny at airports. Losers.
Lame.
It would be cool, though, to see stuff you're not allowed to. Like every city has tunnels that you're not allowed to go in or something like that.
I want
to
see some top secret stuff.
But see, I'd waste all my time trying to figure out how to get there. Or like I'd get into the White House and then I don't have a key card, so I can't open anything. I'm just mindlessly walking down, you know, way too big a hallways.
Next thing you know, 30 minutes goes by and now you're stuck in there and everybody's moving again.
Yeah, and Secret Service is like, who the hell are you? And I've ruined my life to walk down a hallway.
See, again, this is why you need at least like a day or two. Like 30 minutes is tough, man. Have to work it in.
Well, if you had a day or two, what are you doing?
All of this, but all
slower.
Of it. Yeah.
Everything I said, but slower.
Yeah, because I can't joyride a Lamborghini and go into mystery tunnels and break into a bank vault. And I can't do all that in a half an hour, but you give me a couple of days. Now I'm checking off lots of bucket list stuff. I'm driving a cop car for sure.
I wonder how long it would take me to get into a bank vault with zero knowledge, tools, skills. Like I'm just standing there at the door like, all right, well, I got a
half
hour.
And it's locked?
Yeah.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, probably never.
I'm sure I could get in there eventually.
Never.
I mean, if time is frozen, there's somebody nearby with a key.
Yeah.
Probably true, but.
Well, you gotta time it when the armored vehicle is there with the door open. I mean, you're not going to get into a bank vault.
I like the idea that you're just going to stand by the thing and figure it out by poking around at it. Like it's some sort of escape room.
Steve tries a few things, drives back to his house, 3D prints a couple tools, comes back, tries them out, goes back home, 3D prints something else.
After the fourth trip, I finally decide, okay, I'm going to bring the 3D printer with me.
I'm just going to do all, it's like, every time I'm trying to do a project and I have to go to Home Depot 7 times because I forgot something.
Imagine if you were one of the people who were frozen in that time. Nothing really happened to you, but you were like pooping or something. And then it's a day and a half later. Your legs are so asleep.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, what if you were standing on your tippy toes? You'd have such calf cramps.
We're asking the real question.
Yeah.
Important question.
What if you could get three of your least favorite people, put them all in Spider-Man outfits, and then have them point at each other like that meme? So that when they woke up, they're just doing that.
Yes, there's the news. Yeah. There's been a rash of people positioned in memes around town. Let's go and talk to Steve Carlton, who was pushed into being keyboard cat at a public library piano.
Yeah, it's mind my own business. The next thing you know, I wake up and I got paws playing piano. Someone lit my house on fire and put a caption bubble that said, it's fine.
Hot Wings, you can't joyride a Lambo with time frozen because that would mean the engine is frozen in time. Oh, man.
Oh, are you getting me with irrational physics in our irrational discussion of stopping time?
This person, I would raid the Vatican Library. That's the kind of stuff I want. I want to go dig into secrets that are centuries old.
Oh, yeah, I'd want a bunch of books. Cool. Neat.
What do you think?
Oh, I got to read now.
They're not
Great.
Getting the Land Before Time or something. They're not getting the Harry Potter series that's like secrets and stuff, man.
That person's a nerd.
You said you wanted to see if you could get in a bank vault without any tools.
I'm doing a lot more with money than I am with stupid old books.
Well, and the thing is, like, when you go to a bank, like, you might have a hard time getting into the vault, but you know where the money is.
Right.
You go to the Vatican. Oh, what? Like, they just have that on, like, the main shelf right after you walk in. It's like, secrets. Like, you know how long it would take you to find the good stuff at the Vatican? Without having any knowledge of where that stuff is?
What if it does say that? But it says secrets in Latin.
It just says,
exactly.
Don't look here.
Dominus.
Yeah.
Text from the Upper Peninsula. Hey, you stupid idiots. The White House is public property. You could just take a tour. Not the same, man.
You can't take a tour of every room.
I know. They only give you, like, I've done that tour. They give you, like, a corner of it.
Yeah.
It's not even that cool.
Yeah. When I was in D.C. years ago, they actually encouraged us on our day where we could do whatever we want, because a lot of us were like, we're going to go to the White House, because it wasn't on the schedule. And even the people running that program were like, that tour sucks.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
And half of it's gone now anyway.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. They're not going to show you the good stuff there.